It is the 30th anniversary of the Hudson Valley Garlic Festival. The festival will be held on Saturday, September 29th. That is this Saturday, for those of you keeping score at home. It happens from 10 until 6, and on Sunday, the 30th, from 10 until 5. Follow your nose to, is it Cantine or Canteen?
Cantine.
Cantine Field in Saugerties for acres of garlic. Farmers selling this year's harvest, food vendors with scrumptious garlic offerings. Oh, they have garlic ice cream and coffee and all kinds of cool stuff. And there are many craft vendors. It's a day-long entertainment. There's demos, there's chefs, there's garlic growers. This morning we welcome Festival Chairperson Richard Kapler, plus Pat Praetorius, who is on the publicity committee, and we welcome you both to the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Very nice to have you on the show. So, Richard, tell us what's doing. First of all, kid, it's hard to believe it's been 30 years.
Yeah, and it's only been 26 that I've been doing it. So,
all right. Well, that's you. I would say you're you've cleared the hurdle.
Yeah,
but you're seasoned, as it were.
This year, our big thing is that our founder passed away in December. Pat Repert is sitting next to me.
Oh my!
That was news to Pat. You just scared the hell out of her.
No, she passed away, and so we're going to do a little memorial to her in her honor during the festival on Saturday morning at noontime. There's going to be a couple things throughout the field that'll be put there in her remembrance, so people can look out for those things. But otherwise, we're right on track for lots of garlic. I was going through the list last night, and we have over 70 different types of hardneck garlic as opposed to the typical store-bought softneck garlic. And we have 45 food vendors. We have 67 packaged food vendors, things like pickles, fudge.
Now, let me go back to hardneck and softneck.
Okay.
So hardneck garlic is what?
It's as the term says, it's a garlic that has a hard stem on it.
Okay.
So when it grows, the leaves don't fall over.
Now, why do we not get that in the store?
Because it's commercially, it's hard to grow that garlic.
Okay.
If you put a machine through, you're going to knock over the stalks and you're going to kill the garlic as it's growing. So it's a lot of hand intense farming to grow that.
So what happens when, so with this type of garlic, and would you say 70, how many types?
Over 70 varieties.
70 varieties. So obviously there's a lot of varieties in everything, apples, grapes, whatever, you name it, tomatoes. In garlic, what do you see in the big, can you categorize sort of the different types within that 70?
Well, as I understand it, and I'm not a botanist, there's seven different main varieties of garlic, and of those, there's six that are the hardneck style, and different breeding has resulted in slightly different flavors. Some are a little hotter than others. Some come from different regions. It's broken up like that.
All right, so Pat, give us a sense of what's happening and some of the things going on and how we can enjoy the festival to its fullest.
Well, we have entertainment all day long. We have different stages scattered around the field. We'll have Ian Flanagan, who's an up-and-coming Saugerties musician. We expect great things of him. He's performed for us for a few years, and he's always wonderful. We have Annie and the Hedonists, who are a folksy type of band. So,
yes.
And then wandering around the fair, we have the Morris Dancers, a traditional dance group dressed in traditional costume. Their original reason for existence was they were driving the evil spirits from the newly plowed fields.
There you go.
So
okay.
We'll be all set with them. If you have a newly plowed field,
it's a perfect
you're good.
Fit. All right.
And then we have craftspeople, some unique ones. We have baskets from Africa. Beautiful jewelry, and most of our vendors have a garlic-themed item that they sell. So if you're looking for that pair of garlic earrings, you're in the right place.
There you go. A lot going on. We'll go into some depth in that in a second. I meant to ask this at the beginning when I was talking to you, Richard, about just the overall, what kind of crop we had this year of garlic. Was it a good year for garlic?
The garlic has a lot of flavor this year. The bulbs are not quite as big as they typically are, though, due to the weather.
And is that the early lack of rain, the abundance of rain later, or the hot temperatures, or all of the above?
Well, since the garlic ripens in June, it's the lack of rain in the beginning of the year that caused that.
Yeah. And but still flavorful.
Very flavorful.
Still a lot going on.
Yes.
I know we've had you on many, many years over the 30 years and talking about these festivals, and I'm always just shocked of what people do with garlic. It's really fascinating of what people do with garlic and can do with garlic.
It is a very versatile vegetable. They throw it in all kinds of sauces, hot sauces, tomato sauces. They throw it in fudge. Really good in fudge.
Yeah.
Really good in ice cream. You mentioned ice cream earlier. That's probably the one thing that people are looking to try when they come is the garlic ice cream.
And do you actually, I know you taste it, but do you, sensory-wise, are there chunks of garlic in the ice cream?
There's small chunks, yeah.
Small chunks.
Yep.
You like it?
Vanilla ice cream. Very good.
All right. Oh, in vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah, so vanilla garlic ice cream.
Yes.
And then the garlic farmers usually have samples of the different types of garlic. So you can actually go and eat the raw garlic before you decide what you're going to buy. We buy a lot of German garlic, hardneck German garlic, and there's an Italian variety that we like. And there's also a variety called Music, which is delicious. I usually have garlic in my dinner every night.
Yeah. And what is there about the conditions in the Hudson Valley that make it so perfect for growing garlic and growing this many different types of garlic?
Well, the garlic farmers primarily come from the areas where the glaciers receded from, high in nutrients. Not so much the Saugerties area, but south of Saugerties in Orange County and north in the Finger Lakes region.
So a little bit to the south, and yet 30 years ago, and you mentioned the founder who passed, but the idea being what of how this idea came about, that we could have a festival for garlic and that people would come and that you could keep it up for 30 years.
Well, the history is that Pat was very ambitious in her herb farm that she was starting, and she was going throughout the state, and she made friends with the New York State Garlic Seed Foundation at the time. And she convinced them to come at the end of September, between the end of their harvest and the beginning of their plantings, to this little town called Saugerties, New York, for their annual get-together. And she decided, since everybody's coming, we should have a meal. So she started cooking a meal, and it was very popular. So she decided to start inviting people. And then in 1991... she got an article in the New York Times, which led to about 2,000 people trying to come to her little dinner at her farm.
It was quite an event. I was
you
there.
You were there.
I
okay.
was there.
All right.
I was part of Pat's squad.
The team.
If you knew where her farm was, it was on this little backwoods road, and they had
very
cars
winding.
Parked from top to bottom on both sides. There was no getting through, and her husband put his foot down and said no more.
Yeah.
So that's when she came to the Kiwanis Club.
When all else failed, go to
who,
the Kiwanis
when,
Club.
When Rich came for the meeting, he looked a little surprised. Like, you want me to do what?
but it's all worked out, right?
It's worked
it's
out
been
very
great.
Well. Yes.
Yeah. Great.
And the idea, and it's grown, about how many people come? Let's say last year. How many people were there last year?
We have about 35,000 a year.
35,000? Mm-hmm. Man.
It's over 2 days.
Yeah,
over
I know, but
days.
That's a lot of people.
We've had more.
Wow.
Yeah. And the weather looks very promising for this weekend, so we're keeping our fingers crossed.
Yeah, it's hard to tell early, but it looks great. It'll be fine. And I'm sure you've weathered storms before, and it doesn't really matter, does it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. People... a little less people come out in the pouring rain, but I do remember one where it was quite the washout.
Eh, we're a hardy bunch, so we can still
yes,
get out there.
But the thing to remember is that we're on a ball field complex, so we take up about seven baseball fields. It's a very large area. There's a lot of green space, so you don't feel like you're packed in like sardines when there's the big crowds.
Now, if you told me this, Richard, and I just missed it, I apologize. But how many vendors?
All told, there's about 230 vendors.
Man. Wow, and most of them from somewhere in the region within 100 miles or from all over the place?
Probably 100, within 150, majority.
Yeah. Wow, that's really something. And I'm still amazed by that. That's a lot of people to bring through.
Well,
but you're good at it now.
We keep trying to do our best, Joe.
Yeah.
We get a lot of cooperation from the town. There's a lot of big signs going up right now, you know, those big road signs.
Oh, yeah.
And the Park and Recs commissioner in Saugerties is very involved with the comings and goings of the traffic and all.
I somehow feel better about life in general knowing that garlic can cause some sort of traffic congestion.
I do believe there was a sign one time that said congestion in Saugerties due to the garlic festival.
I mean, that's great. Yeah. I think that's really good. No. I wouldn't even curse if it was in congestion caused by a garlic festival. Well, a lot going on. If people want to find out more, you have a great website. It's HVGF, which if you can break the code, is Hudson Valley Garlic Fest. And it's hvgf.org. And you can go to that, and you can plan your weekend, and it's both Saturday and Sunday, as you said, over 2 days. And does the early bird catch the worm, or I guess it doesn't really matter? There's plenty of garlic for everybody, right?
Yeah, but those that like to get in and get their garlic and go home usually come around 10 o'clock, and they're out by 1.
Right. If you want a certain kind of garlic, you better come early.
But... I don't know that we mentioned that there's a $10 admission fee, $7 in advance on the website right now, $5 for seniors if they buy it in advance.
Yeah, all kinds of wheeling dealing. Well, you can find out all of that information by going to hvgf.org, hvgf.org. Richard Kapler is the chairperson of the Hudson Valley Garlic Festival. Pat Praetorius is on the publicity committee and doing a fine job to make sure the 35,000-plus people come. I wish you a beautiful weather, wish you a beautiful festival and a great time, and look forward to you both coming back next year.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.